All right, let me tell
you a bit. Blue.
Yes. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up, I be so gassed up. Turned up, I be so turned up right now. Bad bitch, super thick, that's the way I like it,
yeah.
I know all about your tricks, so don't you fucking try it. Leave me alone, let me get this bread. All I want is a crib and a super head. Becky, yeah, I'm good, don't you worry about me. I get high all the time while I'm counting money. I be leaning, whoa, we be moving. We be dreaming, you'll be losing. I know what she like, I know what she wants, I know what she wants, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bad bitty, yeah, she love the way I'm swaggin'. Everywhere I go, they be like, yeah, what happened? Looking like a check,
yeah.
I can't even flex,
no.
Give me my respect, I fucked your bitch and got that neck.
Whoa.
Ain't no stopping,
ain't.
Gotta go and cop it.
Whoa.
All up in my cockpit,
yeah.
She just want what's poppin'.
Whoa.
Ayy, that ain't nothing to a young G.
Whoa.
Yeah, I got that OG, yeah,
yeah,
I got it so cheap,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Smoke it till it's gone,
yeah.
Hit it out the phone.
Whoa.
We get lost and strong,
yeah.
She wanna fuck me long.
Ayy.
It ain't nothing to it, we can get filet mignon.
Ayy,
five star plate. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gassed up shawty, said I need about 40, pull up to the party, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, that's what we do over here today. Say
these relationships. That's what I'm saying. Because male, not going to be from that perspective of the relationship. Half the time, I feel like
women are OD emotional.
Sometimes they may OD,
you know,
but it's okay. A number one problem in a relationship is the fact is the loyalty, interest, and all that stuff is really, really crazy, because without trust, you don't have relationships. With that, in my opinion, because if I can't trust you, I can't do nothing with you. I definitely can't deal with you. I won't deal with you. I will laugh at you more than anything. And then, if we're in a relationship and, you know, we have problems, it's going to be okay. Because
I'm not perfect.
Biologically, I am probably one of the worst sometimes. At times, I am one of the worst. But I know that. And I won't leave you in the blind to that. Because I will tell you that. But you have to learn how to deal with that, in my opinion. I know there's a lot of other opinions I've been hearing that, oh, the man, he always switches, or the man, he just can't be faithful, or, well, in my opinion, again, how many times you gonna let the man be not faithful? Where did the problem start? Did you do something for him to be not faithful? Like, that's a real live question. Because things could have been done without, you know, knowledge. You feel me? Or accident. There's levels when you bring up that loyalty situation. It's levels. The main level is, oh man, we have a caller. Welcome, caller 9506.
Hello.
How are you doing? Welcome to Trap Radio.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Now, I see you called in at a particular time. What's your take on relationships?
Well, I wouldn't say that one person is more at fault than the other when it comes to gender. But what I will say is I don't feel like if someone in a relationship gets cheated on, that they're the one who caused themselves to be cheated on. Maturity in a relationship, if you don't like something, talk to your partner and you fix it. Or you can decide to walk away from the relationship. You stepping out and messing with someone else is not an excuse for you to say, oh, well, you did this, so now I'm going to go mess with this person. That's immature. You shouldn't be in a relationship to begin with if that's how you feel.
I hear you. Your opinion was keyed in. But at the same time, there is things that can be done to cause people to. People can be not happy. There could be other infidelities in the home that caused him to step out. It's a whole bunch of wrong that could have been done prior to the leaving. Excuse me, I have another caller. How you doing today, 5078?
I'm good.
I'm calling in, and I'm here with what you guys are saying, and all of it is like a personal decision for the person at the end of the day, and if they want to stay, they can stay. If they don't, they don't, you know what I'm saying? Nothing is really easy when it comes to relationships, so it's really what can you take, what can you bear? And are you naturally happy? Because if you're not happy, then all of it is for nothing. So being happy is like key. And whatever it is, whether they're staying or not, like, that's what's important.
Man, ain't nobody trying to hear all that. All right? Ain't nobody trying to hear that. It's a personal decision. It's somebody's fault.
Well, if you find fire with fire, how is that somebody's fault?
Because if you fight fire with fire,
Yeah, but you know, we're not talking about who fault it is, because obviously there's a fault in the situation. It's what comes after. You know what I'm saying? It's a lesson learned. It's not. It's gonna happen again. Is the person staying? Is the person not staying? Those are what matter. After it's done, the deed is done. It's over with. Like, there's no taking it back.
I feel you. That right there, though, is crazy. Because nine times out of ten, they're male. Except for the last year, you know.
They're the new men.
They're trying to be.
And the new girl.
Well, see, you know what the problem is.
Not all of us, but
the problem is
men out here being sissies.
No. The problem is y'all don't know how to take back what y'all get out. So y'all can quickly go run and chase that group that you see down the street. But as soon as your girl go out somebody else, all of a sudden she is not. You don't want her no more. She ain't nothing.
If you take cookies out of cookie jar, you ain't gonna be mad someone took cookies out of your cookie jar.
Work on a relationship compared to guys who feel like, okay, now I gotta leave.
Explain that last statement, please.
Okay, so I know a guy who was in a relationship and he continuously cheated on his girlfriend. When his girlfriend retaliated and cheated on him, it was a deal breaker, and now they're out of the relationship.
Because she did fire with fire. You don't fight fire with fire.
Why was it okay for him to continuously cheat anyway, and she continued to take him back?
She should have left. But she decided to fight
fire. No. This is that right there. This is what that is. You decided to stay once you got cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was a decision you made. You knew you were cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that the male was he
a cheater.
You're a cheater.
He's a cheater.
We gonna say that dude was a cheater. And then next up, did you stay or no? She stayed. The fact that she sat there and stayed,
Better than that,
and you feel like you deserve better than that, and you don't leave.
But it's it's understandable. People get caught in what I call a cycle. You see what I'm saying? And they don't know how to escape it because they don't build a false reality of what they feel like in love.
And then a lot of people nowadays have a false interpretation of what love is. Because love is not what it used to be.
I don't think it's not what it is. It's not that. You see what I'm saying? Like, there's love is always, that's one thing that's never going to change. It's just people. You see what I'm saying? Because there are some people out there that are truly and honestly in love. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're out there. And it's not like they're not out there. It's just, you know, it's people. Anything that's wrong with the world comes from people.
Yeah. And a lot of people have ended up.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? From our perspective, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but I'm 22, so that I've been around the world. So I feel like we've experienced love, but we have still yet to experience unconditional love. And that's a whole different thing from just falling in love or just being in love or just saying I love you.
I understand that. Because love is something that should be deep.
Yeah, it's unconditional.
Unconditional.
I tell people be like, you love, and I tell them, if the person you are with right now, the person you say you love right now, if that person were to get in an accident, lose both their legs and maybe an arm, would you be able to stay with them and still be married to them?
That's a good question. That's unconditional love.
Yeah, boy, you talking about, would you stay with love thinking?
Yes.
Would you stay?
That question was told them every time. One, because like I said, we're young. Two, you know what I'm saying? Unconditional love is not something that happens. That it just comes by. It comes through the trials, the tribulations, and honestly, trust. You know what I mean? You know, so I feel like we can love someone, but when we say we're being and falling in love, like,
sometimes I really don't think you understand what that means. You know what I mean? Because you can love someone and care them and love them where being, want them to be safe. You know what I mean? But falling in love with someone, it's a whole different level, man. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like I love someone so much where I don't want to be without them. But at this point, I can't do anything. It's a deep infatuation, you know what I'm saying? Because it's such a wild feeling.
You know what I mean?
You can't hear your legs someday because you're so in love. You see the person
you get on the side. Yeah, man. It's
powerful.
Hey, bro, this is how I feel. If you love somebody, bro, anybody, that is the person you're going to argue with.
Yeah, for sure.
That person is going to get under your skin like nobody else. Let me tell you, because I've been ready to break every bone in my boyfriend's body on a regular basis.
That's the beauty of it all, though. You know what I mean? Like, to be able to bump heads with a person. You know what I'm saying? And be able to stay with that person and disagree to come out unscathed. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't agree with each other in the room.
They're going to fight.
And then someone's going to leave that alive. But you put people that love each other and they fight, you know what you call it? You eventually will.
Yeah. Oh my God. Because you know what's crazy?
People say that shit you said.
Yeah, because what's funny is when me and my boyfriend argue, he knows exactly what I'm going to do before I do it.
Exactly.
He'll be like, hey, all you going to do is go to your house. You're going to text me the whole night and I'm going to throw shoes. And then we're going to fix it out tomorrow because you're going to come pulling up to my two on the talk every time. It's just like clockwork.
It's litty. You see what I'm saying? So it's definitely, you know. And I think social media has really messed that up too.
And I feel like people
are taking advice from me.
From pictures.
From me.
Taking advice from pictures. They're telling them, stick together. I'm a fortune cookie. Listen to it. Okay?
But see, people believe that if you don't post your girlfriend or your boyfriend on social media, then you don't care about them.
Hold on, wait, excuse me. Ma'am, can you repeat that?
And people have this false assumption that if you don't talk about your relationship on a regular, you're not posting stuff on a regular, then it's like, okay, you don't care about your
significant other. About 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you ain't seen
This nigga was the most light-skinned in the
Voodoo,
world.
She bought a booty.
Her angry has got to be to bite somebody.
And it's so bad. It is so bad. This is how you know it's bad. Soulja Boy got away. And Chris Brown got away. And the only one to come out of the coach is Soulja Boy. Nobody knows that. You. Niggas out here using Chris Brown name like it's a bird. And nobody cares, bruh. Nobody cares.
It's what you do.
It is crazy, but they was in love. Okay. Ike and Peter was in love at one point too.
Oh hell, they were in love.
Yeah, they were in love. But that's why she couldn't leave. Because she was so in love.
Let me tell you,
that's why she built a false reality around the fact that him beating me was justified because he so called me and wanted to better something somewhere, or he was doing it to put me in. You know what I'm saying? You can build. I'm like, yo, you can get stuck in a cycle. People can get a female or a dude will get stuck in a cycle to where they can't
escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. God rest her soul, but she didn't get a damn cake.
That's
good. What do people say? I gotta go listen.
But since when did it become okay for him to be her daddy?
Hey, come on now.
We know that word. We know that word is reciprocal.
I know you
were.
Okay, look, I love my college, but we're gonna take a break. I'm gonna play some music.
We're gonna finish this.
We're gonna be back.
Yeah.
Right. I did. Yeah, used to treat my mattress like the ATM. Yeah, bun number 9, that my favorite scent. Yeah, can't forget the cushion, I'm talking OG. Yeah, rest in peace to Pop, he was an OG. Oh yeah, 285, I had that pack on me. I cannot forget, I had that strap on me. Yeah, rest in peace to my nigga Dog.
True.
All we ever wanna do is ball. That was the easy part. We playing that Weezy hard. We sit in the kitchen late. We trying to make an escape. Trying to make me a meal. So I'ma keep me a plate. I told Shawty can leave. So I'ma keep me a rake. So I'ma keep me a race. My jewelry look like a lake. Today I'm in the Maybach. And that car came with some drapes. You know I look like a safe. I put you back in your place. I look you right in your face. Sing to your bitch like I'm Drake. Yeah.
Good drink.
Good.
Big night.
Big night.
Good drug.
Drug.
I put a four on the rock.
Lane.
Yeah. Drop top. No hot box.
No.
12 try to put me over. Pink slips to the cop. She said that my leg is a disfavor. Put a dick in a real cake.
Yeah.
Whips out with the Kente. Diamonds clear like Bombay. Take your babies, no Harambe. Play with keys like Dr. Dre. 3K like Andre. Dear girl, call her Combe.
Scoochie.
Truck in the front, well check this out, my top in the trunk. You play with my money, then check this out, your pop in the trunk. 3 million a month, but I just did 3 years on a bump. Oh, you in a slump, I'm headed to Oakland like Kevin Durant. What is your point? Square with the stamp for Kevin Durant. Lay on my trout, play with my cap and I knock off of your hat. I'm taking the cheese and killing the rest. Gucci bet call me the cat with the rat. I'm swerving, but I'm in back of the back. I Persian, man, I got help from my rat. I'm serving, I paid a bird for that. He nervous, I ain't got no word for that. He heard him on all of his purses back. He mixing his cereal with Percocet. She perfect and she got perky breasts. I just want some of that turkey neck. Trap of the year, I'm from Boulder Crest. You snitch of the year cause you told the best.
Good drink,
good.
Big night,
big night.
Good drug,
drug.
I put a four on the rock
lane.
Yeah.
drop top. No hot box.
No.
12 trying to put me over. Pink slips to the cop. She said that might give her this face. Put her dick in a real cake. Whips out, Kuta Kente. Diamonds clear like Bombay. Take your babies, no Harambe. Play with keys like Dr. Dre. 3K like Andre. Yeah, your girl, call her Combe.
Hey, Mike Dean. This shit hard as fuck, bro. You're a living legend, I appreciate that. Hey, Guwop, I'm glad you home, cuz. Quavo, you already know, man. You got Nate on these niggas, double salute, man. True shit. True shit. Hell, we've killed him. Done your son, the necklace done. Chopo Jr.
That's a great hit right there. Full of Atlanta legends, you did. You know, them folks right there ain't info. I don't know. Gucci Mane tripping. He out here in love going crazy. Got the streets going crazy, crazy. What the hell really going on?
They're the man in love.
Hey, bro, I can't even flex, bro, because...
You come back with me.
All right, hey, Kev, we got a caller, what's up, caller, five five nine, it's your boy Kev, TV hot time, when we is live talking about relationships, what's up, hello, hello. Golly. Hello? Oh, hello. There she goes. Calling.
I can't hear her.
Well, look, you just gonna listen to me. So, the last thing we were talking about was, did she just leave?
Yeah, she just dropped. I don't know if she don't call with us like that. She did.
I don't call her. I'm like, I should know you. You there?
Okay, we ain't playing. I should know it was you. We know it's you. I'm gonna call out, man. We were trying to be easy with you. But no, okay. So last thing we were talking about before the break was female doing his word daddy. Because they would call you daddy. But then get mad when you act like they
did.
I don't really get that too much. Oh, wait, I call her back. Let's see if she's going to talk to us this time.
Because, man, girls use both sides of the brain. You know what I'm saying? Dudes only use their right side. So right and left. So that means they got
Aisha,
yeah.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Well, you need to cut your phone up.
Okay, what was the question?
Okay, what is your outlook on relationships in 2017?
My outlook on relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I believe it's the same as 2016. I mean, I'm in a relationship. So, I mean, girls, guys still ain't shit. Like, you know.
Jealous, but they don't understand that we need it, and it makes them look stupid.
Yeah, it makes you look stupid.
Because before you even go out and fuck with him, I already knew you would take them. So
exactly, that's facts. We keep up the game with what's going on, and y'all be thinking, I'm gonna mess with him now. But he don't. We don't press and talk about it 2 weeks before. You see what I'm saying? But if y'all don't communicate with each other. Yeah, y'all do sassy stuff behind each other's back and still be laughing and smiling in each other's face. Nah. Guys, we're going to keep it playing.
Come on, honey. Dudes have one thing. One thing that has come into play is this term real nigga, okay? So dudes, they will, dudes have become sassy to quote-unquote be real niggas, all right? So you think that nigga that girl got there fuck with you? No, you don't goddamn click over on your ass. Hey, brother.
Exactly.
And he's going to make sure it's okay. He's going to check. He's going to be like, okay, I know brother meant to her. Females don't do that. He just, I'm not going to say nothing.
He might cuff her. But the whole point of it is that, you know what I'm saying, he got the green light. He knows all good. You see what I'm saying? Even when it comes to messing with other females, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna holler at our partner, like, you see what I'm saying? Like,
if you got true partners,
yeah,
that's a different kind of situation right there, boy. Some of these niggas, boy,
they want to
last for.
But look,
today we all love big artists.
I do.
Hey. That really ain't mean nothing, but I'm going to spend money.
Spend money in a day. Having a girlfriend is not cheap.
I don't understand.
It could be.
But for females, I don't know which dude in history boosted this psychological thing.
Oh, yeah.
When these holidays roll around, you feel me? When these holidays roll around, all of a sudden, I have to love you so much more on Valentine's Day and Christmas. And what? But see, birthday is cool because that was God giving. You feel me? That was day you was getting from God. So that's me thanking him for you. That ain't got nothing to do with them. But me having to go spend money on Valentine's Day. I have to go over and buy everybody else. Your mama says she's going to get you a house. Well, I got to buy you a house and a car. Just the top. That's because. And you're going to be looking at me like.
Me, I'm not that type of person. I'm going to get you. I'm going to just get you whatever.
But during holidays, though, I would like. Like, I
want to
go Christmas
Ireland.
Yeah. Ground pages and music, people's love. No, but I Soldier, bro. You have to, if he knock out Chris Brown,
Like, hey, bro. Like, it's no more. It's no more just. Anytime somebody bring it up, anybody, sometimes somebody say a name, don't even say it to me, because I don't even want to do it.
Thank you.